That kind of ties into another approach, which I call hand it back. In this approach, basically, you've laid out the options for them, and they're you know, hemming and hawing that the price isn't where they need it to be. And, you know, my response in a situation like that might be something like, you know, I'm happy to consider finding ways to reduce your overall fee. I've given you my best price, my best options here. You know, if you want a better rate or a different price, of the items that's listed here, which would you like to change, eliminate, you know, alter?
What can we tinker with?
Yeah.
Yep.
And they're going to either say, well, I don't really need this. And, you know, so there might be some adjustment that we can make based on frequency, based on level of service, based on, you know, bells and whistles, whatever it is. Or, you know, in this scenario where you've thrown it back to them to make the choice, they might say, well, I want it all. And, you know, and you've already set yourself up saying, you know, well, if you want it all, this is the price, you know, and you can explain the value that they get. So, I mean, you're not part of the negotiation process here is nobody likes to feel like they're backed into a corner and have
right.
to do something. And
right.
so you're giving them some options that they can make some choices. If they want the top option, there's a premium that they pay for that because it's a premium service or product.
Right.
And, but if they can't afford that, and they want the next best thing, that's great. You know, and so give them some flexibility. Find out what's important to them. It may very well be that some of the things that you have in your package are not essential to them. And they can easily say, well, you know, I really don't need this. And if they don't need it, that's okay. Pull it out. Be flexible. Be responsive. Be customized to what they need.